We begin this morning with the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. First victory of the season. You go on the road and beat Hampton 31-24. What pleased you with the way your team played?
Well, really just going back to the week, I thought we had a great week of practice starting Tuesday through the end of the week, and traveled well, had good focus throughout the trip, and really in the game, we're excited to see the players just respond to certain situations, turnovers, defense stepped up, offense stepped up as well, and in certain moments where we needed points, and we came through, and that was really what we have been working towards all year, is just playing a more complete game, and I feel like that was what we were able to do against Hampton.
Got a couple of questions lined up. First from Travis Lazarczyk. Go ahead, Travis.
Thank you, Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning, Travis.
I'm hoping you can provide a quick update on Xavier Scott's health. Thank you.
Yeah, Xavier's doing well. Some of that was preventative, just a shot he took to the knee, but he's doing much better now.
Next question from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Larry. How you doing?
Well, the first win. What thoughts on getting that first win as a head coach?
Yeah, it was. I feel like a lot going into it, just leading up to everything, and our team, coaches, players, support staff, the whole program really been grinding out the past 5 weeks, going out to New Mexico, coming back here, and then going down to BC, and we felt like, we're making progress, but just weren't getting the results, we want. And, so really happy for everyone in the program to get the win, in a special win for us, just to get that one and on to the next now.
What are you focused on this week? And then looking ahead to Monmouth. Thanks.
Yeah, there's a lot of areas we can look at within the game we need to be better in fundamentally, technically. There's some penalties out there we got to clean up, just operationally in our kicking game. And then looking on to Monmouth, we have a huge opponent coming in here, Monmouth being 4-2, and, they're doing extremely well running the ball. Coach Callahan, this is a well-coached team, one that's going to be tough, and they're physical on both sides of the ball, are able to run the ball, and, they play aggressively on defense. So, we're going to have our hands full and, excited for the challenge here on Saturday.
Jordan, going back to the Hampton game, you guys are down going into the fourth quarter on the road, still looking for that first win, able to score a couple of touchdowns. What maybe did you learn about your guys to be able to fight through that adversity and get that first win?
Well, it was good to see our running game really take off. That was something we had, made an emphasis of is our run game and getting Elijah Barnwell going, Freddie Brock having really a game where he's just getting better every week and getting more healthy every week. So getting him more involved is key. I thought Joe played really well. Some of the turnovers we had to clean up, but it was good to see us fight back. And defensively, just being able to end the game on an interception, and just really hold tight at the end, and then be able to get into victory formation was huge. So, an exciting fourth quarter that we were able to finish out.
What was the biggest difference? Like you said, 226 yards on the ground against a Hampton team that was leading the league in rush defense, mm-hmm. coming into that game. What's been the biggest improvement in that part of your game over the last 5 weeks?
Well, one, I think it's, we've been more healthy up front with our offensive line. So that's been huge. Just getting everyone there playing together, getting those same five guys playing together more consistently. Sean Bowman's a huge part of that run game, our tight end. So he's really allowed us to have those openings. And we made an emphasis on, sustaining blocks, getting up to the second level, receivers doing a better job blocking, getting upfield and able to spring us. And that's really what led to our success on the ground. And I think whenever you can run the ball like that, the team feeds off it defensively and special teams.
How do maybe Elijah and Freddie complement each other, give you a little different option when the two of those guys are in?
Yeah. Elijah is just such a big back. And I think that his ability to fall forward, his ability to get vertically, you know, up the field and do a great job just getting those hard fought yards. And Freddie is a little bit more shifty. So he does bring a different pace and a guy who can make a cut, get outside, you know, the perimeter and then get vertical. So they do complement each other well. Freddie did a nice job in the pass game as well, caught a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter.
Switching sides to the defense, obviously Jake Espons, as you saw, is a fantastic receiver, and they're able to throw it. But you guys also were able to pick three balls off. How did you feel like your defense did against their offensive weapons?
Yeah, I think, you know, the design run game, we did well. You know, area we just got to continue to clean up is containing, you know, our opponent's quarterbacks. And then in the draw game as well, just doing a better job of keeping our opponent's quarterbacks in the pocket. And then, you know, the vertical pass game, we knew that was going to be something they were going to go to, you know, depending on what we showed. And they did that. And but as you mentioned, just our ability to respond, you know, Joe threw a pick that got all the way down to the 22-yard line. And then we responded with an interception. So it was good to see us get those takeaways, because that's another piece we've been missing, is just the takeaways and getting that momentum back.
Talk about the play, Austin Ambush. Oh, I've got a question for you. Go ahead, Kevin Stone.
Thank you. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Good, good. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
Just before the results started showing up, particularly this week, the buy-in from people outside the program, what has that support been like? And I guess just kind of, have you been able to feed off of that? And has the team kind of been able to feed off the support outside of the building when results, you know, weren't coming right away?
Yeah, I mean, we have loyal supporters up here, you know, within the university, the state. So everyone has been, you know, pulling for our guys and seeing how hard they've been fighting within games. So, you know, the support has been there, and that's certainly a great feeling to have, to know that you have people behind you that are there, you know, win or lose, and know the potential of our players in this program and, you know, where we want to get to. And obviously Saturday was a step in the right direction, and we have a lot more challenges moving forward. So we're just looking forward to taking the steps to get better this week.
Cool. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Jordan, you mentioned you emphasized that you were going to try to get more bodies in on defense to try to keep fresher legs. Did you feel that that was successful and that you will, that's something you can build on? And just a health update for this weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that was certainly a point of emphasis, is playing more guys. You know, I think we can continue to do that, and we will continue to do that, because we want to have our best players ready to play in the fourth quarter and when the game's on the line. So, you know, we're going to play guys that are, you know, that are playing with the discipline, the fundamentals we want. And, you know, we're able to do that. And then injury update. I mean, we feel like we're relatively healthy right now, and Darius Bell will be working back this week. We don't have a timeline on him, but we're anticipating him being able to practice on Tuesday, and also Xavier Scott as well.
Jordan, I want to look ahead to Monmouth. I know you touched on it a little bit, but they're certainly one of the top offensive teams in FCS, dangerous with a veteran quarterback and Tony Musket, and obviously the leading rusher in the country and Jaden Sheridan. As you've looked at them a little bit as a defensive guy, what makes them so tough to defend?
Well, one, they're just their physicality on offense. I think they run the ball extremely well. Jaden Sheridan, I mean, is impressive the way his balance, his burst through the hole, and then, you know, his ability to just separate and get away from his opponent. So, I mean, he's outstanding, I think. And, you know, they're able to run the ball really in any situation, which, you know, as I mentioned before, anytime you can do that, I feel like that's just something the team feeds off. And, Tony Musket's been outstanding. His ability to put the ball in tight windows, make throws all over the field, you know, access throws as well. You know, you have to defend the entire field. and we're going to work to do that. But I'm really impressed with just, you know, their efficiency on offense.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great week.
All right, you too.